This week, a couple of thousand African-American skiers met up in Aspen, Colorado for some winter fun and a cause. The gathering is known as the Black Summit, and it ends today. We sent NPR Shireen Marisol Meraji from our Code Switch team to check it out.
We all know the old adage, every snowflake is different, except for one thing. They're all white, and so are a majority of the folks who take part in winter sports like skiing and snowboarding. But every other year, this country's largest gathering of black skiers and boarders brings much-needed color to the slopes.
Greetings, my MBS family!
Give it all, make some noise out there!
The NBS, the National Brotherhood of Skiers, puts on the Black Summit, and at this year's opening ceremony held in Snowmass Village Plaza, President Diana Starks addresses a mass of black skiers decked out in their colorful regional club gear.
Isn't it great to be back where it all began 42 years ago? It's great!
Represented are the Avalanche Ski Club from Alabama, Black Ski from D.C., All Seasons Ski Club out of Oakland, California, the Sunshine Slopers from Miami, Florida, and so, so many more. More than 50 regional clubs united under one organization.
The National Brotherhood of Skiers, brotherhood meaning the brothers and the sisters from the hood.
That's NBS founder Art Clay from Chicago. He's 78 and still skiing after a hip replacement, so no more black diamonds.
I'm on the greens and the blues, you know.
And co-founder Ben Finley from Los Angeles, California, still skis regularly too.
10-2 and only blue. At 76 years old, I can do that.
Both have come to nearly every black summit since they organized the first one here in Aspen 42 years ago.
In 1973, if you recall, it was the end of the Black Power movement. We had no idea how it was going to be accepted in Aspen. So we just individually went in and booked hotel rooms. And we ended up with 350 people.
Finley says they found out later that the National Guard was on high alert.
But we had a great time.
After that first gathering, they decided the National Brotherhood of Skiers needed to be more than a social club. It should have a mission: find and fund talented black youth athletes with the potential to make it all the way to the U.S. Olympic ski team and get more African Americans out on the slopes.
Man, there are some good powder runs today, dude.
42-year-old Henry Hips went to his first black summit in high school and hasn't missed one since 1999. He skied in Argentina, Switzerland, Canada, and Japan, and is passionate about the sport.
You're breathing hard, but it's quiet. And you could be in the middle of the woods skiing and stop and not hear anything. 10 feet later, keep going and feel like your heart's about to explode out of your chest. I love that balance between intensity and serenity. Add that to skiing and riding with people that I like spending time with. It's like nothing else.
Whoa! I went a bad first run, man.
Hips' parents started a club in Springfield, Massachusetts to introduce more black kids to skiing and boarding, and they were registered members of the NBS for most of his youth.
Back in the day, those black ski clubs that were part of the National Brotherhood of Skiers network were so crucial because it was the only way to find folks of color who like to ski and ride.
But now, as an adult, he comes to the summits without a black ski club affiliation and without registering with the NBS. Hips keeps in touch with cool people he's met at past summits through Facebook and email.
Another good run. Yes, sir.
You'll find just as many unregistered black skiers at the summit as registered with the NBS. They're called Renegades, and they party the hip-hop in Top 40 rather than the funk and soul of their parents' generation. This week, during the opening ceremony, the grayer NBS members did the electric slide in the snow to King Floyd's 1971 hit Groove Me, while the younger Renegades drank beer and bobbed their heads to Big Sean at a happy hour they organized. Founder Art Clay has mixed feelings about their presence.
You know, it's best not to ask me about the Renegades. I've never been in favor of somebody just tagging on.
Clay says it's not fair that the Renegades wait until the NBS makes its Black Summit plans to make theirs. And on top of that, they're not paying registration fees that go to fund the youth athletes. But co-founder Ben Finley says he's not worried.
They bring a lot of people. That means a lot more African Americans are being exposed to the sport of skiing. And eventually they'll become gray, too, and they'll end up joining the organization.
And in case you were wondering, the National Brotherhood of Skiers is still working on its goal to get a black athlete on the U.S. Olympic ski team. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.